Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to another Arse Blog Arsecast. Coming up on this week's show, the man in the bar phones in from his holidays. Abue is back from his holidays. We've got a tale of the unexpected, how to write for El Mundo, poetry and more. Stay tuned. So welcome to another Arsecast after a week off of recharging our arse batteries. We're here with another show. It's been difficult, you know, to Arsecast when there's not really a great deal of Arsenal stuff happening. But we'll muddle on through, certainly, because between the last Arsecast and this Arsecast, there has been a reasonable amount going on. I suppose we should start with positive news, despite the fact that throughout this Arsecast, there is a recurring theme of negativity, and I'm sorry about that. I apologise from the very start for that, but what can you do? You'll understand why in a little while. But the good news was that we signed someone. It wasn't Samir Nasri, of course. We're still waiting for his signature. It's going to happen any minute now, I promise. Definitely, yeah, any minute. But we signed 17-year-old Aaron Ramsey from Cardiff City, and it was a tremendously entertaining signing. Not simply because we've secured a very good young footballer, but because of the way it happened. And Manchester United, as we know, were interested in Aaron Ramsey, and they told everybody they were interested by putting a message up on their website which said, "We've agreed a fee with Cardiff City for Aaron Ramsey, and it's just down to personal terms now," and sure, you know, we're Manchester United. Of course he's going to sign with us. Why would he sign with anybody else? Yeah, it's just a matter of personal terms. We're going to sign him. Relax, it's cool. So Manchester United, being so sure that being Manchester United was going to secure the player, sent him on a trip around Old Trafford with Gary Neville. There's a way to woo a young player, isn't it? Come up and speak to the man who can't grow a moustache and have a look around Old Trafford, which is basically in a car park. That's the way to do it. Arsenal, meanwhile, said, "Oh, hello, young Ramsey. Would you like to go to Switzerland with your family and have dinner with Arsene Wenger?" Well, yes, he would, rather, and he went and had dinner with Arsene Wenger and was impressed by Arsene's vision of the club and obviously what he had planned for the young man. So, flown to Switzerland in a private jet or a trip around Old Trafford with Gary Neville. Can you imagine? Hello, I'm Aaron Ramsey. I'm here to be shown around Old Trafford.
Who the fuck are you?
I told you, I'm Aaron Ramsey. I'm 17 years old and I play for Cardiff City and Manchester United want to sign me.
Shut up, you fucking dick.
Actually, Gary Neville, you shut up, because I'm not signing for Manchester United. I'm going to sign for Arsenal instead. So that's why it was particularly entertaining, of course. We beat Manchester United, who kind of jumped the gun by putting that sort of thing on their website. Now, of course, a 17-year-old isn't necessarily the signing we were all wanting. But, you know, you take your small little pleasures in life where you can get them, and I took some pleasure in that, let me tell you. I suppose we're going to see quite a bit of him in pre-season in particular, with Cesc obviously going to get a bit more rest because he's been involved in the European Championships, no signing yet to replace Flamini, so we could see the young man in pre-season, and I suppose the boss has got some first-team plans for him this year, whether or not they include the league. We don't know, but who knows? There's probably a very good reason why Arsenal and Manchester United and Everton and possibly Liverpool were all interested in a 17-year-old and willing to pay £5 million for him. It could be just that he likes to play a bit of football and is quite good at it. So you never know. We've seen kids break into the first team before. It might just happen. Anyway, welcome to the Arsenal, Aaron Ramsey. Now, most of the other transfer speculation has revolved around players going out. And we'll touch on that in just a little while. But as I said, there is a recurring theme of negativity in this week's Arsecast. Ashley Cole. What are the words that spring to mind when you hear his name? Cunt. Wanker. Prick. Shitface cockmaster. Skank bollocks. Smeg Gurgler, Flange Bracket, Scumbag, Mega Twat. Those are just some of the words that spring to my mind. I'm sure there are other words springing to your mind right now. Arsenal legend would not be one of them, or two of them. Arsenal.com are doing this 50 greatest Arsenal players, as I'm sure you all know, and they've, you know, had fans vote for the 50 greatest Arsenal players. And they gave 75 players and they told fans to vote for them. Ashley Cole, for some reason, was included in this. I was following this with great interest because I was looking, Kenny Sansom at number 36 and, Sammy Nelson at number 35. Those are two great left-backs, aren't they? They're fantastic servants to Arsenal Football Club. Great players, proper men, didn't fuck us around, didn't lie, didn't cheat, didn't go fucking join one of our rivals. They gave good service to Arsenal Football Club. 35 and 36. Nigel Winterburn. What can you say about Nigel Winterburn other than he is the epitome of fucking Arsenal legend? A man who would run through brick walls while injured playing for Arsenal. A man with over 500 appearances for Arsenal Football Club at number 32. Frank McClintock, captain of the double-winning side in 1970, 1971. Paul Merson, number 26. And Ashley Cole at number 25. To me, that's just wrong. That is wrong. No matter what Ashley Cole did before, what he did after makes him a cunt forever and ever and ever and ever. And when it comes to selecting lists like this, when they draw up a short list, in the first place, someone like Ashley Cole should not be on it. So you have got guys like Winterburn, McClintock, Nelson, Sansom, all behind Ashley Cole in some kind of list of our greatest players? What the fuck? It's like having Anne Widdecombe ahead of Angelina Jolie in a list of the world's most beautiful women. It's just wrong. On every level. There's no justification for it whatsoever. How could any Arsenal fan choose Ashley Cole over Nigel Winterburn or Kenny Sansom or Sammy Nelson? And I understand that there are younger fans who may not have seen these guys. I understand that. But part of being a fan of a football club is you know a bit about the history of the club as well. When I started supporting Arsenal, and when I can remember supporting Arsenal back in the 70s, I knew the players that were there at the time. The O'Leary, Stapleton, Brady, Sunderland, Ricks, Talbot, Jennings, Pat Rice, Sammy Nelson. I knew these guys. But you knew of guys that came before as well. You knew about guys like Frank McClintock and Charlie George and George Graham, Geordie Armstrong, Ray Kennedy, Alan Ball, Malcolm McDonald. You knew about these guys because they were part of the history of the club. There's an interesting thing. If you look at the back of the Arsenal, the official Arsenal magazine, they do a thing for the junior gunners, and they send in their dream team. So they pick 11 players, and every single week there's one, and the dream team is Lev Yashin, Carlos Alberto, Beckenbauer, Bobby Moore, Pele, Johan Cruyff, Gerd Müller. Guys that none of these kids have ever seen, but know by reputation. I always find that quite funny and quite interesting. So even if you've never seen someone like Sammy Nelson play or Kenny Sansom play, or God forbid you never saw Nigel Winterburn play, you know of them and you know what they stand for and what they did for Arsenal Football Club. And for anybody, I don't care how young you are, for anybody to vote Ashley Cole ahead of any of those guys is wrong. And frankly, anybody who did needs educating. After the punishment, they deserve some education. You just can't vote Ashley Cole ahead of these guys. It just can't be done. And shame on Arsenal.com as well for even letting it stand. I know they're probably being democratic. The people have spoken. What do people know? Fuck's sake. Anyway, the man in the bar is on his holidays and he heard about this.
Hello there, gamers, bloggers, etc. I'm not there. I'm away on the holidays. just said I'd give you a quick ring to check in and see how things are going with you and just say we won't have player history this week. Sorry about that. You know, but what can you do? Imagine holidays and sitting here drinking mojitos, watching the world, and all the lovely men with their lovely hair. Oh, the lovely hair. I mean, the women. Anyway, just wanted to make a little comment about what's-his-name being number 25 in the old greatest players of Arsenal. Jesus Christ, how did that happen? We must have some tick-a-shit bollock-faced fans, that's for sure. He's the biggest cunt I ever met. An even bigger cunt than my old cousin Larry. Larry was a bad boy right from the start, so he was. When he was 13, he was found raping the family dog. When he was taken to therapy, he said that he was going to start a family with the dog. Little puppy boy hybrids. He was going to call them buppies, I think. Anyway, as he grew up, he murdered his wife and his kids. He robbed from banks, even blood banks. He stole everything from a blood bank once, causing the death of 82 haemophiliacs who were involved in a game of tag rugby. After that, he went on to launch the career of Phil Collins. And even that doesn't make him as big a cunt as that cuntly cunt at number 25. I despair, I do. Anyway, I better get back to the swimming pool. There's some nice action going on here. There's loads of girls in their bikinis, you know, with their, what you call those things? Boobs. Yeah. I love boobs. Yeah, yeah. All right, then, until next week. Take it easy. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
So the man in the bar, even though he's at a different bar, less than impressed with the inclusion of Ashley Cole at number 25 on the Greatest Gunners list. And who can blame him? The other transfer story, as I was telling you about, was all about Adebayor and all about Alexander Hleb. Now, Milan say they want Adebayor, and Adebayor's agent was saying, oh, well, you know, if Milan come in for you, well, you know, what can you do? You know, he might have a contract at Arsenal, but fuck the contract. AC Milan want him. The mighty AC Milan and the UEFA Cup next season are crying out for Emmanuel Adebayor. Barcelona have expressed an interest this week as well. I'm slightly concerned, I have to say. Just a little bit. I know Adebayor has come out and he said, you know, I'm going to stay at Arsenal, blah, 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 blah. And he's come out twice. In fairness to him, he's done that. However, there's just a little bit too much smoke for there not to be any fire here. I know it could well be coming from his agent, but ultimately, the agent works for the player. And if Adebayor says to his agent, don't go hawking me around Europe like some kind of cheap souvenir. I want to stay at Arsenal and that's the end of it. There would be none of these stories. Wouldn't be happening. There was the interview that he gave to El Mundo back in May. And yeah, it's quite, when you read it back now, it's a bit, you know, I'm not sure. Even though he says he wants to stay, I'm just not sure. I hope he does. I hope he does, to be honest. But I'm worried a little bit, just a little bit. Alexander Hleb as well. We've got more from Barcelona saying they're interested in him. They're negotiating with Arsenal, but it's not easy. And if they don't get Hleb, then they'll move on to other targets, etc., etc. There was talk of Bayern Munich as well. I think what's still fairly obvious is that Hleb would like to get out. Whether or not Arsene Wenger wants to let him go is another thing entirely, I suppose. When we get the news this week that Thomas Rosicki won't be fit for the start of the season, come August, he may be able to start training. I can understand why Arsene Wenger might not want to let Hleb go. And maybe we shouldn't let Hleb go, but provide competition for Hleb. If Nasri comes in, then he's competition for Hleb on the left-hand side, is he not? We've got Walcott making great strides on the right-hand side. And if we have Hleb, well, we've got a bigger and more in-depth squad. I still think he's going to go, but I just can't understand why Barcelona want him, actually, to be perfectly honest. They've got Xavi, they've got Iniesta, both of them are better than Hleb, as far as I can see. They've got Messi, who's the dribbly guy, and he's obviously better than Hleb. So where does he fit into their team? Because if you play Xavi and Iniesta, you need a kind of holding midfield player, and there's your...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's a brand new year, and what better time to get going with that online store you've been thinking of? Those "I was there when Arsenal actually scored a goal" t-shirts would fly off the shelves right now. And to get yourself up and running, you need Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way through to the did we hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort with thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 a month trial period at shopify.com/arsblog, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/arsblog now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/arsblog. Touré or your Marquez or whoever the hell else. So is he just sort of backup for Xavi and Iniesta if he goes to Barca? I don't know. Strange business. Bayern Munich might be the best place for him if he wants to go back to Germany, away from the city, of course. Anyway, we'll wait and see, and we'll just keep reading all the stuff in the Spanish press over and over and over again.
Hello, my name is Guillaume Bolocky, and I am correspondent for El Mundo Deportivo, the best newspaper in all the world, covering the best football club in all the world. Today I teach you how to make a player sign for Barcelona. Now I hear you say, hey, it's not up to you, a humble journalist, to make a player sign for Barcelona. But you are wrong. In the crazy, crazy world, what happened when a club want to buy a player? One president, he called the other president, and he say, hello president, I would like to buy this player. And the other president, he say, yes or no. In the real world, what happens is El Football Club Barcelona make the phone call to me and they say, hello, Guillaume Bolocky, we would like to sign, for example, Aribayor of Arsenal. And I say, do not worry, Football Club Barcelona, I will do everything I can to make this happen. So I sit at my computer and I write a little story to say, Barcelona interested in Aribayor. It is known that Aribayor would be predisposed to a move to El Football Club Barcelona because, indeed, it is the greatest football club in all the world, and who could turn it down if El Football Club Barcelona came and knock on your door? Then I publish the story. Then it gets picked up by the press in England, and they say, Barcelona going to sign Aribayor for 25 million because Aribayor is fed up with Arsene Wenger because the manager, he make him take his shoes off when he come to the training. Then what I do the very next day is I take the bit that the English press have added and I put in my story. And now I say, El Barcelona, they want Aribayor. The fee is 25 million because player fed up with Arsene Wenger. And then what I do is I take a quote from the Barcelona technical staff who say, yes, Aribayor would be the perfect player to fit into our system. Then the next day, the English press, they put something like, Barcelona have admit their interest in Aribayor. Then we get quote from agent who say, yes, of course, it's great honor for Aribayor to be linked with Barcelona, but is very happy at Arsenal. But if Barcelona come in, then would be great honor to discuss. Then Arsenal say, no, we are not selling Aribayor. And then Barcelona say, we know you are just playing hard to get. And so it goes for days and days and weeks and weeks and weeks. Until eventually, El Arsenal, they are so pissed off, they sell the player to El Football Club Barcelona. This is how the transfer work in the real world. Now, as practice, you can write story. As example, you can use Arsenal because it's only club that we ever use. And player Alexander Chleb. You do this, and when I come back, I teach you how to Photoshop Franco's face onto a pig. A fascinating insight into the daily workings of a Spanish newspaper. Now, though, poetry. Poetry, yes. That's poems.
Hello, this is Tony Adams here with another poem for the Arseblog. This week, I have written a poem especially for all those people that voted for Ashley Cole as one of the 50 greatest Arsenal players of all time. The fact that he has beaten great players like Kenny Sansom and Nigel Winterburn means this poem is especially for you. And it goes a little bit like this. Oh, anyone that voted for Ashley Cole, you are a stupid fucking cunt. And I hope that you die in a fire with all your children, because there's no doubt they will grow up to be more stupid than you, you stupid cunt. Thank you very much.
You know, if Tony Adams is making poetry about something, then it's important. Yeah. Robin Van Persie, he's been doing well at Euro 2008, hasn't he? He's about the only Arsenal player that's really done okay. William Gallas, of course, out. Senderos, out. Freddie Ljungberg, he's not an Arsenal player. See, I was just testing. I knew that. Cesc's got a goal, hasn't he, for Spain? And maybe he'll get into the starting lineup now. Jens Lehmann, nah, he's not an Arsenal player either. He's gone to Stuttgart. But Robin's doing okay, and he's playing 90 minutes, and he's scoring goals, and he's not been injured. Touch wood. I'm touching wood here. Because if we can get Robin Van Persie fit, you know, sort of, well, if we could climb that mountain, if I could scale that tall building in one single bound. I know it's a bit like that, but please, if we can get Robin fit, I'll be much more confident ahead of next season, especially as we're going to lose Adebayor to Barcelona and AC Milan. I think they're going to buy half each. He's quite tall. You know, you could just... That doesn't work at all, does it? No. Of course, if you are into Euro 2008 and you want to listen to the Euro 2008 podcast I've been doing on oleole.com, it's called the Eurocast, along with various correspondents from the different countries. Myself and the Mug Smasher have been rounding up the games as the days go along. We do have a predictions game on the blog as well, which is oleole.com/blogs/ the week in football. So there you go. If you're into Euro 2008 podcast, do check that out. And now a tale of the unexpected.
Welcome to Tales of the Unexpected on the Arseblog, Arscast.
Hello, my name is George, and I've got another tale of the unexpected for you. This week, I wasn't really anywhere to sell things that didn't belong to me because I heard me foot kicking a fella in the spine. So, I stayed at home and I read the internet, and I was looking on the Arsenal website about the greatest ever Arsenal players. Look, number 37, Michael Thomas, a fella that scored a goal that meant so much to Arsenal. Oh, look, 36, Kenny Sansom, England's greatest ever left back. Sammy Nelson, at 35, what a legend he was. And at 32, Nigel Winterburn. The old Merse himself, a fella that I sold a couple of Amstrad stereos to in my time, he was at 26. And then came number 25, and it was Ashley Cole. That was unexpected to me, because Ashley Cole is a spineless, dirty little cheating rat cunt. He lied about going to meet Chelsea. He lied about what Arsenal said to him. He lied through his agent, and generally he acted worse than any kind of tinker you ever saw in your life. And there's Ashley Cole. He's ahead of Paul Merson, is he? Ahead of Frank McClintock? Or Nigel Winterburn? Oh, Jesus. This was very unexpected, and somebody's going to have to pay for this. Oh, the fellas at Arsenal.com will tell you that it was the fans that voted for it, that they had nothing to do with it. But they must know what the real fans think of Ashley Cole. How could they put this up on the website? They could look at all the ballots and say, Ashley Cole, what a cunt. We're not putting him on the 50 greatest Arsenal players of all time. And certainly, we're not putting him ahead of real legends. But no, they included him all the same. So they are not exempt from my revenge. They might hope that it will be swift, but it won't. I'm gonna take my time with them. Oh, you better believe that.
So as you can see, or hear, rather, Arsenal fans from all walks of life are very upset by this Ashley Cole business. Nobody wants to be upset during the summer, do we? Particularly not those of us that live in Ireland and England. Summer is upsetting enough as it is. You get up in the morning, you look out the window, you hope against hope for some sunshine, a bit of warm weather. Can I wear my flip-flops? T-shirt without having to wear a top over it. Maybe I could sit outside without being rained on for once. It's difficult. Every day is a trial. And then you have to put up with Ashley Cole at number 25. I think I need a holiday. Speaking of holidays, well, not holidays. Speaking of being back from holidays, this guy.
Now it's time to be at home with Emmanuel Eboué. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to my home. I am Eboué. Eboué like serial killer. Top three Eboué serial killer. Number one, John Wayne Gacy. Eboué love clown. Even killer clown. Number two, the Zodiac killer. Eboué like killer who only kill when moon is rising in Saturn and Mars drift across astrological plane. Number three, a boy serial killer. Tiger Woods. Eboué no. You go now.
Tune in next week for more At Home with Eboué. Oh, baby.
Okay then, so that's really about it for this week's Arscast. Not a whole lot more we can talk about. The endless speculation regarding players coming in and going out will continue. There were rumours yesterday about Samuel Eto'o being seen with Gary Lewin. I suppose makes some kind of sense, seeing as Eto'o's knees are fucked. Maybe he needs someone to have a look at them. Gary Lewin could be quite just a guy. Andre Arshavin, I like his name. Good shaven arse, you can't beat it. He's been linked, and by this time next week, who knows what names will be in the hat that we'll be discussing. So until next week's Arscast, have a very good weekend. Talk to you all next week on the blog, and that's it. Goodbye, you can go now. All right? Go on. Stop staring at me, there's no more. That's it. Look, drinking beer. This is like one of those bits at the end of the... You know when they go, you know, on the news? And now we go over to John Smith with a report from the scene of the tragedy. And nothing happens, and the guy's there going... Which camera do I look at? This is fucking terrible. Anyway, you can definitely go now. Bye. We'll be right back.
Hello. I have just listened to this podcast and I'd like to make a complaint, if I may. I feel the constant vilification of Ashley Cole's inclusion in the 50 greatest Arsenal players on the Arsenal.com website was completely over the top and, frankly, quite disgraceful. Some of the names that you called Ashley Cole were, I think you're going to go straight to hell for those. We can't forget what a great player he was before all that terrible stuff happened. And let's be fair to Ashley Cole and his agent, who's obviously a man of integrity, that it was Arsenal that nearly made him swerve off the road. And we shouldn't forget all those great games he played for us when he wore our shirt. You remember? And he kissed the badge. Do you remember? You just can't overlook that. You can't do it. It's just not right. And if you do, let me tell you this. If you do that one more time, then I'm going to...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.